What are Arminians?
What are what?
What are Arminians?
People who live in Arminia.
Okay.
Arminia. I was just kidding.
I didn't think.
It's a theological viewpoint. There's a guy named Jacobus Arminius, and he came up with these certain ideas, and so they wrap those ideas with his name. For instance, you know, if I come up with certain ideas 500 years from now, they'll be Zenderisms. Right? Won't that be a great day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Arminians are right in that Christ died for all. Again, the Calvinists said he just died for me, you, and Betty Lou. But of course, that's scriptural that he died for all. 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ came into the world to save sinners, and Romans 3:23, all have sinned. So that's everybody. So that's how they can get away with saying that his sacrifice was successful. I mean, how can you say it's successful if most of humanity is damned in hell for eternity? Well, he's successful for the ones he came to save.
Or annihilated.
Right, so there you get the limited atonement. The key word being limited. Christ's work is limited. Somehow that rings sour to my scriptural ear, to my spiritual ear. Christ's work is limited. Pronounce it from the, shout it from the rooftops. Christ's work is limited. Praise God. I don't see how they can do that. I mean, but that's the belief. His work is limited.
They don't see that's what they're doing.
I don't think, that doesn't lift up God. It doesn't glorify God. Therefore, I am not a Calvinist, because I don't believe that. Right? Okay. I think I made that clear now, because I don't believe it. Now, the Calvinists are right. Though, wait a minute now. And I'm going to go back to being one for a second. They are right in this, in that God is the one who accomplishes the work. Just kind of reviewing here. See, God is the one. It's not up to your free will, right? And the Arminians say it is. Now, my position? I take what is right about both these positions, and I'm trashing the rest. I'm gonna get out the ugly part. All the ugly parts of what I've been saying here, that it's up to you to be saved, salvation by willpower. Free will is a nice way. It's a saccharinated, cleaned-up way of saying salvation by human willpower, right? So that's ugly. I'm going to throw that out. But I like the part that he died for all. Now, the ugly part of the Calvinist doctrine is he only died for a few. He does it, but he only died for a few. You put these together like this, and we find the truth that God is the one who eventually will give faith to all. To the whole human race, because that's the ones that he died for. I'm agreeing with the Arminians. He died for all. I'm agreeing with the Calvinists. He's doing the work. I put those together is this way, that he is going to do the work of eventually giving all the faith that it takes to bring in all those that Christ died for.